Hundreds of people are rallying in Istanbul in support of the mayor after a court sentenced him to jail for insulting public officials. The trial focused on remarks that Ekrem İmamoğlu made during the mayoral race in 2019. If the appeals court upholds the verdict, it would prevent him from holding public office for the duration of the 2-year, 7-month sentence. İmamoğlu is seen as a potential challenger to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in parliamentary elections, in the parliamentary election next year, on presidential election.
This court case has proved that there is no justice left in Turkey. This case is led by people who don't want to bring the values such as justice and democracy to Turkey. In fact, this is a case which was shamelessly influenced and decided by the people who claim ownership of everything, see themselves as the state and the nation.
Let's bring in Tarık Oguzlu, a professor of political science and international relations with Istanbul Aydın University. He joins us now live from there. Good to have you with us, Professor. What do you make of the court's verdict? Obviously, the mayor claims that it's politically motivated. What do you make of it?
It's for sure that this particular event will have some political consequences regarding the upcoming presidential and parliamentary elections. The opposition people are simply saying that the links between the government and the judiciary has been well established, so it would have been impossible for the judiciary to take such kind of a very important decision in a very important environment right now. But we also know that the government authorities should have recognized the fact that this kind of an event would have some repercussions in the upcoming elections. So my own opinion is that the government has not been directly involved in such kind of a case because the final outcome would be very much not in their interest, it's for sure. Because what happened in the past, when President Erdogan was mayor of Istanbul, he was put into prison just for the fact that he read a poem, for example. So this particular event had boosted his credentials to become president, prime minister, and president of the country. So the same scenario might evolve in the context of mayor of Istanbul, Ekrem İnanoğlu. So it would have been quite impossible to think that the government took a very important action in pushing the court members to take such kind of a decision. But we all know that it is inevitable that this particular event will have some clear-cut consequences, because nowadays the government, the opposition parties have come together and they have been continuously saying that the mayor of Istanbul has put in an unjust situation. Mm. So the people in the upcoming elections will teach a lesson to the current administration. So they think that the chances of the opposition to get elected will increase with this decision.
As you say, I mean, this is almost history repeating itself here, isn't it? Because the same thing happened to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan when he was mayor of Istanbul.
You are right. That's the point I was trying to underline. That's why I was also saying that. And it would be impossible for the government to not to think the potential consequences of such kind of a situation. I think in this particular case, the court members took a decision without taking into account any political consequences. Because the particular circles that would benefit from such kind of a situation are the oppositional circles, not the incumbent government here in Ankara.
Okay. So Mayor Erdogan went on to become President Erdogan. I mean, the same thing could happen with the current mayor of Istanbul.
Yeah. Given the situation, I mean, how would it be possible to think that the government very much encouraged the court members to take such kind of a decision and to ban Ekrem İmamoğlu from political life? Yani it would have been committing suicide on their particular side. So that's why I'm saying that in this particular case, the court members took this decision independently. That's my own idea. That's my own opinion, of course. But nowadays, in today's Turkey, interpreting such kind of politically important events from an objective side is quite difficult. So what we are doing is somehow offering a kind of speculative statement.
Professor, it's been really good to talk to you. Many thanks indeed for being with us here on the NewsHour.
My pleasure. My pleasure.